Do you know where you are, Michael?
No.
Can you remember what month it is?
It's March. No, February.
That's right. And the year?
2037.
Very good.
Where's Ben?
Never mind about Ben.
What have you done? Him.
You've got more important things to be worrying about, Marcia. Like, what's going to happen to you if you don't give me what I want? So, give me what I want. I wish we didn't have to resort to this, but you've left me with no other choice. But we do what we have to, don't we, Marcia?
The name of the party member Joan has sent to murder the Home Secretary.
Go fuck yourself.
I need to see Joan.
Well, it's 2 a.m, Marcia. Should be asleep. Come on, Marcia, just come back to bed.
Go back to sleep. See you in the morning.
Get any sleep.
Where are the rest of the guards?
She sent them home.
Any idea why?
I don't know, maybe because she's a nice lady.
But you're still here.
So she likes me more than them.
Whatever gets you through the night, Pierre.
Hello?
You told the guards to go home.
Sit down.
I don't think it's a good idea for you to be lowering your security. I know you don't like me saying it.
Then don't say it.
Is everything all right, Mom?
My son's arriving tomorrow.
I thought he was in Hong Kong setting up the Chinese party.
He says his work there is done.
It's only been 6 months. An operation like that should take years to set up.
Don't let your feelings towards my son cloud your judgment, Marcia. Never underestimate what he's capable of. Now, what was it you wanted to see me about?
I came to ask about your security situation. I think you should reinstate the other guards.
Pierre's perfectly capable of doing it by himself for the time being. What did you really come here to say?
I really shouldn't bother you with it, Mum.
Don't be ridiculous. Tell me what's troubling you.
I keep having nightmares from when I was in...
Go on.
The thing is, Mum, when they questioned me, I know I told you I gave them nothing, but honestly, I don't know whether I did or I didn't. I just can't be sure. I wanted to tell you because I know I can't lie to you. Lying to you feels like lying to the party, and I could never do that.
You know Julius Caesar, Marcia?
Yes?
When Brutus murders Caesar in the play, do you remember the last thing Caesar says to him before he dies, Marcia?
Et tu, Brute?
That's the most famous thing he says, but it isn't the last thing he says. Then fall, Caesar. In that moment, it isn't the wounds that kill Caesar. It's the betrayal by the person he trusts more than any other that kills him. Brutus was weak and easily swayed by the forces around him. Whereas you, Marcia, you're strong and mindful of the deceptions others conjure in your nightmares. And that's why I have to have you here by my side.
Thank you.
Now, tomorrow night, we'll be dining in honor of my son's return. Why don't you bring your wife? Perhaps it could be a chance for the two of you to let your hair down a little.
Of course, Mum.
Come to pray again.
I don't pray.
No, but you like the idea of it, I think. Why else would you keep coming back here?
It's the only place I can think clearly.
Well, meditation can be a form of prayer. Important to keep one's own counsel, sometimes. But not always. I'll leave you to your thoughts. Oh, if you could light a candle and drop a coin or two in the box, I'd be most grateful.
Police around here would lock you up on the spot if they caught you smoking a real.
When did they let you go?
A couple of days ago.
Why now?
You don't seem too happy to see me, Marcia. I was expecting to be picked up at the port.
I didn't want your first night back to be spent in a debriefing room.
I could have gone anywhere.
I know where you went.
You had me followed.
It's my job, Ben.
You don't trust me, do you?
Of course I trust you, but this is just how things work around here.
And is this how they treated you when you got back?
This isn't personal, Ben.
Yeah, well, it certainly fucking feels personal. After everything...
You'll need to be debriefed now.
Is the lock there?
you mind coming with me?
A real welcoming party.
Now, Mr. Lockdown.
I guess I'll see you around, Marsha.
Ben. It is good to see you.
Is it? Tell Sophie I said hello.
Remember your place. I will not allow... Oh, Miss Evelyn.
That'll be all, Lester.
Just wait till Joan hears about this. Miss Evelyn.
Sir. Causing trouble already, Felix.
Change can be difficult for old heads to accept. You have today's message from Dover.
For your mother, not for you.
Always the loyal one. I hope you show your new wife such devotion. Who is the lucky lady?
She's not a party member.
Not a party member? Intriguing. And she left home to be here with you. That's quite the commitment.
It's called love, Felix. Not something I'd expect you to know anything about.
You and your assumptions, Marsha. Why did Lester call you Miss Evelyn?
What?
Lester addressed you as Miss. Is he not aware that you're a married woman now? Or have you instructed people not to refer to you as Mrs.?
What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing. I just find it curious, that's all.
You and your assumptions, Felix.
Oh, no, I'm not assuming anything. I'm merely questioning something. You should try it once in a while.
When Joan returns, tell her I'll get the message to her later.
All hail the lost Queen of England, right, Marsha?
Welcome home, Felix.
This isn't home.
I see you're recently married. Sophie Callan.
She's very beautiful. Many congratulations.
She has nothing to do with this.
She's married to Joan Harrison's top advisor. I'd hardly call that nothing.
Leave her alone.
Conspiracy to undermine His Majesty's government by association with confirmed party members. Okay. It looks like Sophie might have made a mistake agreeing to that marriage proposal.
Leave her alone. Please.
The law is the law, Marsha. Although I suppose exceptions can be made, of course. If you don't want your new wife to end up in a cell like this, I'm sure a deal of some kind can be made.
Please.
The party member Joan sent to murder the Home Secretary, give me a name.
Please.
Come on now, Marsha. It's time to choose. Your party.
You're all right. You drifted off there.
I'm fine.
Saw Ben this morning.
Ben?
He's here. And Kelly.
Well, where is he? We should go and see him.
We can't. He's having his debriefing.
You told him they can trust him, right?
We don't know that.
They still trust you, don't they?
I was there for 2 weeks. They had Ben for 3 months.
Well, how did he look?
He seemed all right, things considered.
You know what happened to him?
Okay, sorry about the wait. That's one coffee for you. Voila.
Merci. You were saying... Marsha, stay with me. What happened to Ben?
When the arrest started, Ben and I were taken to the same place. After about a week or so, they took Ben somewhere else. God knows where.
You know what they did to him?
Same kind of shit they did to me, I expect.
You know, it's good to talk about these things. You don't have to deal with everything all by yourself. We should do dinner tomorrow, the three of us. It'd be good to see him. But also, it'd be good to do something that made life here feel normal for just a second.
Yeah, it sounds nice. Hopefully we'll be able to do that.
Hopefully? What does that mean?
It's like I said, we don't know. Not until he's gone through debriefing. Just wouldn't want you to get your hopes up.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? Why wouldn't he get through debriefing?
I'm just trying to be honest with you. I can't imagine what 3 months of that does to someone.
Well, what do you think? You've seen him, you still trust him.
Well, of course I trust him, but with Ben I'm never exactly going to be impartial, am I?
All right, we better get a move on or else we'll be late for this thing.
All rise for the leader of His Majesty's opposition.
My friends, please be seated. A warm welcome to you all, Shadow Cabinet members, party members, and our hosts who have generously provided us with tonight's meal. When I founded this party with John Redding all those years ago, I never once dreamt that our peaceful fight for ideas would end us up here in Europe State of all places. But I also never thought this party would become the force that it is. Every day, when the ferry docks here in Calais, new exiles are born. The growth of our support is important, but I would like to take this moment to acknowledge those of you who have been here from the very beginning. Those of you who stayed close when times were difficult. And no one understands this more than my son, Felix. He grew up with this party, and the party grew up with him. He returns to us now from his duties in the East, and it's truly a pleasure to welcome you back, Felix. Now, let us eat.
How's your chicken?
Very nice. Tastes a bit strange, though.
That's because it's real.
Real? I think Europe State are even tighter on real meat than they are back home.
They are. But from what I hear, if you know who to go to and you're willing to cough up, you can get almost anything.
I suppose these people were born French, after all. You know, you used to eat pork meat.
Used to. As I say, if you know who to go to.
You noticed that Felix hasn't touched any of his food.
Maybe he's just not hungry.
Good evening. What a fine spread your European hosts have provided. A fine meal in a fine room with the finest of people. I wonder what the party members back home would make of this. Those hiding, fighting, hanging by their wrists in cells. It appears no delicate Whitehall manoeuvring would be necessary to bring you all down. Just a local with a camera, and your decadence would be on the front page of the London Free Press in time for the morning edition.
Is that a threat?
No, Lester. It's an observation.
It's Mr. Lewis MP to you.
Lester, please.
I appreciate these aren't easy truths for some to face, but it appears to me that some of you have forgotten why you're here. You're exiles, nomads, stateless English men and women. If you wish to indulge the goods of Europe state, fat and rich as they are, I urge you to take the next train to Brussels and submit a formal request for asylum. But if not, stir yourselves and be ready to leave at any moment.
You're the one who can't face the truth, Felix. I mean, do you really think the government is suddenly going to change its mind and let us all back in? What exactly would be the purpose of us putting up with the squalor and degradation you'd rather we were all living in?
I know you're not allowed to use the W word around here, and I won't use it either out of respect for our leader. But I must warn you all, just because you refuse to use that word here, don't think that such restraint is being exerted in Whitehall. You, Shadow Secretary, might be willing to let England burn whilst you wait for Downing Street to send you your return ticket, but I will not.
How dare you, boy?
And even if I were sent such a thing, I would not only decline it, I would send it back drenched in my own blood, so that those parasites who threw me out of the country I love could see what the blood of a true Englishman looks like. You are England. We are England!
Pierre?
Miss Evelyn.
Who is it?
It's Marcia.
Come in.
You have a message for me?
Yes, ma'am.
I apologise for not being available earlier. Eventually, even I have to get some sleep.
Joan, can we get back to what I was
saying? Did you enjoy the meal, Marcia?
Yes, ma'am.
And your wife as well?
Very much so.
You worked as a reporter once upon a time, did you not, Miss Evelyn?
I did, sir.
Well then, in your judgment, how long would you say it'll be before Felix's grandstanding over dinner is leaked to the press back home?
Mum.
It's all right, Marcia. You can answer his question.
I imagine they'll already have it, sir.
That's what I thought.
They'll have to get it verified by whichever sources they have over here before they can put it out. So, if we're lucky, it might not break tonight.
Brilliant. So we have until morning before the whole of England thinks the party's at war with itself.
Calm down, Lester. It's only a story.
Only a story? You know what the press back home already writes about us. This, to them, is gold dust. They'll have a field day hyping up the party's supposed imminent demise with your son as their perfect pantomime
villain. That'll do, Lester. I'd say right now we have far bigger things to concern ourselves with than how a family squabble is perceived in the press. Get some sleep, Lester.
Miss Evelyn.
He'll calm down eventually. What did you make of my son's words at dinner? Did you find them as stirring as others appeared to find them?
I thought they were inappropriate and misguided, Mum.
I thought you said you couldn't lie to me. It's all right, dear. If you found interest in his words, you mustn't be afraid to say so.
I didn't.
Tomorrow I'll need to go on the radio. Put something out there to stop this story gaining any traction with those that matter.
I'll make arrangements.
That'll be all, Marcia.
Yes, ma'am.
Son of the official leader of your war, have been reported in the last 24 hours. You are listening to.
Positions in your
shadow cabinet. We understand
all options are being considered to allow Harrison
not currently a member of the House of Commons, to take up a position in the Shadow Cabinet.
Marcia.
With even the prospect of awarding Harrison a...
I lied to Joan tonight. When she asked me what I thought of Felix's speech, I told her I thought it was misguided.
You don't think it was?
No. That's the first time I've ever lied to her.
Why couldn't you just tell her the truth? I'm sure she'd have understood your concerns.
It was the way she asked me. It was as if I was back in debriefing being cross-examined.
And over-the-top measures. Speaking in German, President Bierhoff also went on to call on Whitehall to end its no-fly zone in effect above the English Channel and to allow marine traffic between England and Europe State to return to normal. In response, the English Home Secretary George Napier said in a statement that the precautions being taken in Dover were necessary to quell the flow of separatist extremists entering the country.
Right.
Try something a little easier, then. Why don't you tell me the whereabouts of Felix Harrison?
I don't know where Felix is.
Why are you lying to me?
I don't know where he is.
That's all right. I'm not going to hurt you. I do find it most intriguing, Miss Evelyn, how your loyalty stretches even to those you hate.
I don't hate Felix.
No, that's not what I heard. I heard that Joan treats you like a daughter. And that must make you feel special. But next to Felix, I suppose you'll never quite be special enough, will you? I can see how that would make you hate Felix the way you do.
I don't hate him. I hate you.
Yes, you want to hate me. Tell me, Marcia, when you dream of killing Felix, do you stab him in the back? Or do you look into his eyes as you twist?
You all right, babe?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What was that?
I don't know.
Ben? They're torturing him, Marshall. Why would they be torturing him?
Stay here.
Out of my way, Pierre. Did you not hear me?
I can't let you go in there.
Stand down!
You can go and watch him for me, Pierre. I'll deal with this.
You'll deal with this? Why are you taking orders from him, Pierre?
I'm not. I'm following orders from John.
What?
Hey, close the door, Pierre. I shouldn't be a moment.
Ben! You bastard, Felix.
Calm down.
What the fuck are you doing to Ben?
Ben is undergoing an enhanced interrogation.
Since when do we do enhanced interrogations on our own people?
Anyone who used to work in the leader's office and anyone who might have been privy to sensitive information must now be subjected to thorough questioning.
Who authorized this?
The message from the boat you brought to my mother today. Do you know what it said?
Of course not.
Dessa has been compromised. Do you know who Dessa is, Marsha?
Yes.
And you know he's the one my mother sent to kill the Home Secretary. Then you understand what's at stake.
It wasn't Ben.
Don't let your feelings get in the way of the truth, Marcia. We don't know who it was, and that's why we need to get to the bottom of this as quickly as possible.
Joan will never allow this.
You heard Pierre, Marcia. He's taking orders from my mother, not me. Seems even she is having to accept what most of us, including you, have known for some time now. This is a war. And in war, we must be prepared to do what is necessary.
If we do this, we'll be no better than them.
Well, look where being better than them has got us.
Pierre?
Stick to your so-called high ground, then, if you wish, Marcia. But just know that your enemies won't be joining you up there anytime soon. Pierre will see you out.
Now, if you are Catholic, I'd assume you must have something to confess. Or is it just more thinking?
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Can I ask you a question?
By all means.
What do you do when your conscience is telling you one thing and your heart another?
Well, God would tell us there's no distinction between the two.
Right. But what would you say from your own experiences?
Well, the heart wants what it wants. But one's conscience must always endeavor to rise above. Conscience is not solely a gift from God. He gives us nothing but a shell and a guide. It's up to us to decide what comes of it. The heart can be right or wrong, but can never be wise. Your conscience is in your head, not your heart.
Ben. Ben, I didn't know what they were going to do to you.
It's all right. I've had worse.
I'm sorry.
You said it's all right. The important thing is that I'm clean and that I'm not what they were after. I could really use one of those cigarettes of yours right now.
Sure.
You're waiting for your boat again, I take it.
should come for dinner tonight. See Sophie.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It'll make life here feel normal if it's just for a second.
It seems clearer out there today. You can almost see England.
Almost.
Pleasant past.